Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's a sleepless night. She's calling your name. Chasing a dream, yeah. Johnny, my friend, she's not what she seems. Johnny, baby, how much there is to see. Just open your eyes and listen to me. Straight ahead, a green light turns to red. Oh, why can't you see? Oh, Johnny.
Song of the day, Johnny B. by The Hooters. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day from 1985, Johnny B. by The Hooters, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I don't even know what to say. How have I never heard that song?
There's a chance you haven't.
How have I never heard that?
Well, The Hooters, you know, had And We Dance, which is a rejoin of ours. They had All You Zombies. They had 500 Miles.
Nice. Good job. You did it.
And maybe one. And then they had I played Day by Day once
Day
before.
By Day.
Day by
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, great songs.
Yeah. And Satellite. That was six
nice,
songs
nice
right
work.
There.
Nice
six
work.
Six songs.
That.
And that's where I stopped with
that. That is, you are, okay, you went from, I would say, a miserable performance in this.
Which was
segment.
All the Small Things by Blink-182 yesterday.
Yeah, horrible performance by you yesterday.
Just gave like an 8.5.
To a extremely strong rebound. You found a Hooters song that I'd never heard that I was sort of blown away by. Blown away by.
Is it a sandwich song?
I thought it was like Foreigner.
Yeah, you did. And you said Tesla.
Well, Tesla was a kind of a random guess, but I just was searching for somebody from maybe the 70s. Now, the Hooters were excellent.
They were.
They fit in that like Asia category, outfield category,
yep.
Hooters.
Yeah.
You know, in that
the
time.
Outfield, yeah.
Yeah, in that time, Asia, outfield. Hooters, David Bowie, Modern. At that time, Modern Love came out. It was about that time. China Girl. Those were great times. I think that's about when High Infidelity came out. Maybe High Infidelity by REO came out a little bit before that. Anyway, you're getting a big one. You're getting a big score.
Is it a sandwich song today?
Yes. Yes.
That's big news.
Yes. I need a sandwich song. Actually, I'm going to lunch with someone. But 9.4.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, baby.
Big.
Gus, for a song he didn't even know.
That's the part of the appeal.
Yeah, but you don't go high usually, that high when you don't know the song.
If you can give me a song that I've never heard that sounds that good from the mid-80s, and it's a Hooters song. Who I kind of like the Hooters.
Yeah.
Thank you.
9.4. I'm going to guess we'll get Gus in the mic here, our wonderful EP. I'm guessing that Gus is not as high as a 9.4. He gave, I believe, All the Small Things an 8.5 yesterday,
yes,
which you
did.
Gave like a 4 point whatever,
yeah, it was
which
was
a terribly low rating for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Try again next time. Gus, good morning. I think that Gus is going to be like a 7 flat.
Okay. 7. I'm going to go much lower. He seems like he's he seems like he's on the verge of making fun of this song.
Okay.
He doesn't give very low scores very often.
No, rarely.
But I think he's going to give it a 5.5.
Again, and this guy's not on a boat, by the way. There's no boats involved with Johnny B.
Right.
Hi,
Gus.
Hi.
Good morning.
First of all, David Bowie and the Hooters in the same sentence?
Yeah.
Well,
no, thank you, sir.
If you go
Gus.
Back to that.
No,
hold on.
No
you
way.
Ask your mom and dad.
No.
I think they'd be even more upset.
No.
You don't ask them.
No. I'm not saying. All I'm saying is during that period, David Bowie came out. During that period of the outfield in Asia, David Bowie came out with that Modern Love, you know, Modern Love.
I'm not a huge, I'm not super familiar with that period.
No, because you were not even a twinkle in your parents' eyes.
Not even an idea. Okay, but back to the score. I'm going to go 2. I hated that song.
You hear that?
This is America. I mean, he can do this. Go ahead.
That's one of those songs I don't think I'm ever going to want to listen to ever again. And that's
what was so unappealing about it, Gus?
Why?
Come on,
I don't have the words.
Are you okay, Gus?
Yeah, I don't have the words to describe why I didn't like it so much. It was just everything I don't like. And nothing I did.
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen. I mean,
first like sub 5 score,
right? Yes. Well, because you gave me a 4.4 because you didn't like the song on the boat.
Oh,
that's because of the lyrics though. You didn't like the idea.
Come
of being,
sail away,
right?
Mm-hmm. Come sail
Gus,
away.
Because Gus, we all know, has a 2-hour maximum on the water.
Oh, and there's another part that contributes to the low score. I saw the name of the song of the day earlier when I was like doing some stuff, and it said Johnny B. and there is a Beach Boys song that called John B. And
John
I thought it was
B.
that Beach Boys song, and I was so disappointed when it wasn't.
Sloop John B.
Sloop John B, yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, Gus. You know, I'm glad that you've got a bad rating out there. Now I know that you're not just trying to cater to us. That means you've liked all my music then, pretty
much. I thought most of it was worthy of at least a 7. So.
Okay, this is your last day with us.
This week. This week.
This week.
Yeah, this is coming at a good time.
Not and forever.
And this needs a break.
I need a break from Gus.
Oh,
After he gave that score. I'm joking, Gus. You're fine. But you're going to do some other duties, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah. I'll be working with Nebraska Public Media, and I'm going up to Omaha from tomorrow, starting Wednesday through Sunday for the Big Ten baseball tournament. And I'll be staying up there, and I'll just be helping with a ton of different things, basically just the live production. So
cool.
I'll be a utility worker for most of the day, so helping up set up all the microphone, cameras, equipment needed to run a live broadcast of a big tournament.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like that, and then during the games, I'll be working some games. I won't be working some, taking turns, but I'll be like holding on-field microphones, maybe a camera here and there. From time to time, I go inside the truck and work like the scoreboard. So I'll just be doing a variety of things.
Nice.
Well, there you go, Gus.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great experience.
We'll report back next week how it all goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to hear what it's like, what it was like at that stadium without Nebraska. Think about it in those terms.
Yeah, I feel bad for you that you don't get to see what that crowd's like with Nebraska fans there. There might be some Nebraska fans, but they'd be disappointed watching non-Nebraska teams.
It'll still be cool for Gus. He's going up there working in a beautiful stadium, staying in a hotel, getting paid to do it, probably eating free food, right?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, well,
that's the dream, baby.
Yeah, I'm sorry about your score, but I look forward to your reports from Charles.
Watching the best baseball league in America.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
Look at Gus bringing fire today.
Come on, Gus.
All right, Gus. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll talk to you a little later.
Let me legalize this real quick, then we'll do a golf review.
Oh, great.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
Okay, we have a golf course view to do, and because we didn't do it yesterday, so I apologize to that. But this is the Nebraska Golf Passport Early Break Golf Tour. We're doing Ashland Golf Club today after I give it its proper introduction.
Pick out a nice polo from the closet, put your clubs in the trunk, gas up the car, and get on the road. It's time for this week's golf course review through the eyes of Jake Sorensen.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple.
On the Early Break Golf Tour on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The tour rolls on. We've been all over the state. We've been to Beamer. We've been to Beatrice. We've been to Hastings at Southern Hills. We've been to Woodland Hills and Eagle. The tour doesn't stop. We're not going to stop anytime soon.
I love it.
And now we're just going up the road to Ashland. Before that, again, this is the Nebraska Golf Passport 2022 Early Break Golf Tour. And there's still time to get your own passport. So if you can save tons of money, it's a preferred rates at these different courses across the state. Wild Horse, Heritage Hills, and McCook. All over, up to Grand Falls, up in Sioux Falls area, and Larchwood up there, Norfolk, everywhere. Go to NebraskaGolfPassport.org, promo code Jake for free shipping to get these preferred rates on these wonderful golf courses across the state. Ashland Golf Club is one of those, just up Highway 6.
Okay, you're going up Highway 6.
It's right off of Highway 6.
It is. So, yep. So pretend it's 1987 and there's no GPS. Jake, I'm going to play Ashland. Okay. How do I get there?
Well, Sip, you go up to Highway 6, which is Cornhusker Highway.
Head east.
And just, head east. Which, like, more northeast, I guess, than east. But follow the road all the way. And you cannot miss it. You stay on the road the entire time. If you're driving, you go through Greenwood. You pass Baker's Candies there on the right side. Right. Pass Yoder's Amish Furniture. Keep going up. And then eventually you will get to Ashland Golf Club, which is right on the side of the road. On your right. If you're going to Ashland, your right. The south side of the road.
Okay.
I've always thought Ashland Golf Club is fascinating because if you think about the other two courses in Ashland, that you've got Cory Oaks, you got Iron Horse, elevation is the key there. They're right on the bank of it.
Yeah, this one's on flat, right?
This is as flat as possible. Like it's like it's two different cities. And Ashland is not a big city. It's like 3,000 people. It's a town. You got two hilly terrain places and one that's very flat. So if you are a golfer that is a beginner or just don't play much like you.
Okay.
I think you would really enjoy Ashland Golf Club.
Okay.
I play a lot of golf, and I enjoy it, too, because I can score well there, typically.
Can you?
If I need a confidence boost.
If you're not in a big funk.
Right. If I'm hitting my driver respectably at all, if I hit it straight, I mean, I can tear up the course in a good way. It's not that long.
Okay.
But there's dog legs there. The greens are usually in pretty good shape. The bunkers are typically in really good shape at Ashland Golf Club, too. But again, if you don't hit it, like any golf course, if you are errant with your tee shot, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, you could hit it onto Highway 6. You could. Yeah, now that people are going, I said, well, how have you not noticed it? I have noticed it.
Yeah, it's that
I was
course.
Thinking it was, you were talking about one of the courses that are not visible. This one,
nope,
I know.
This one's
visible. Yeah, there's Ashland just a white club. Fence separating it from the highway.
Right.
There's a dog leg right off the highway.
Yes, that's on the back nine. Well, that was the one that you see first. That's hole 8. It's a dog leg left that approaches the entrance to the course.
If you're driving east, that's the one you see
right.
First.
And then hole 9 is a par 3 going back to the clubhouse. There's also a really good par 4, though, on the backside, which you do pass on Highway 6 also, which is a mega dog leg right. Probably smarter for you to hit an iron, but if you're dumb like me and want to go for the green and try to carry it 300 yards, which I never do, you can try to carry the pond and hit into it. And get mad at yourself for being dumb. Don't do that. Hit the iron. Hit the 6-iron off the tee.
Safe play.
Play it safe. Don't be dumb. Play smart. The course, last time I played, was really green. It looked good. The fairways were nice. The rough was in good shape. And the greens were rolling pretty solid. But I was always impressed with the bunkers at Ashland Golf Club. They're in really good shape.
What about
them? Well, I mean,
they get the sand.
I don't
want to
call any golf courses, but there's sometimes some good golf courses that have some bunker issues. It gets a little hard. It's not the sand it should be. Ashland's sand has been pretty dang good when I've played it almost every time on that golf course. So here's the scoop. If you want to play a course that is a good one for beginners, it's not that long. You can lose golf balls, but there's not a there's no in-course out of bounds. Ashland Golf Club is a good place for you if you're trying to play a scramble with your buddies or go out on a Friday afternoon, want to have a couple beers, another good course to play. You can walk the course easily if you're a big walker. This one is not going to challenge you that much like you would be if you walked Cory Oaks or Iron Horse in Ashland. Very walkable golf course if you're into
that. How many times have you played this, dude?
Probably at least 8.
No kidding.
Yeah. I enjoy Ashland.
So there's a chance I've driven by there and you've been out on a course.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
8 times over the last, I don't know, 8 years. So yeah, that's pretty
minuscule chance.
Pretty low chance, but yeah, that is a chance. So again, that's your course to course review, the Ashland Golf Club, just off Highway 6.
Yeah, so you just, how's the clubhouse situation?
It's nice. It's interesting because you walk in the backside. You walk around the clubhouse where you park, and you go in the back. You can eat some food there. It's not really a fancy restaurant, but it's food to eat. And then you have the clubhouse that has golf clubs in there. They got apparel if you want to buy a polo or a jacket.
You got brewskis?
They got beers. Okay. So check it out. Again, NebraskaGolfPassport.org, promo code Jake for free shipping. Play courses like Ashland Golf Club and others across the state with the preferred discount rate. NebraskaGolfPassport.org. I'll let you know where I'm playing next week. Get there.
All right. Thank you, Jake.
Top of the hour is next. There's more people that are thinking this Nebraska team is between 7 or 8 wins. And also, we did not get to it earlier, but are the divisions going to be dead soon in the Big Ten? All that next, an early break in the Ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.